From the studios of AAA Murray Country, out into the deep wilderness, unleashing our wild side with animal yarns, is Ranger Stacey.
I can't believe it. We have finally come to the end of the alphabet, the Australian animal alphabet.
It's crazy to think the journey started.
It must have been 26 weeks ago.
26 weeks ago,
there's
Stace.
26 letters in the alphabet where we've gone right through from A, and today we've arrived at Z.
Wow.
So
what a journey it's been, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a crazy journey. Well, yeah, quite interesting.
I've learned more about animals in the last 26 weeks than I've ever knew.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, that's okay.
No, it's been fun. It's been challenging sometimes because some of the letters have been hard to actually get an animal starting with that letter. But this one is a very cute little animal. It's the zebra finch.
Zebra finch, hold on. Is that Australian?
Yes, they're little birds. Finches are little birds. There's lots and lots of different species of finches. And sometimes people like to keep them, you know, as pets in aviaries and things because they're just beautiful. They're small. They've got a little cute little beak. They're seed eaters and they're tiny, usually colourful, beautiful markings. But the zebra finch is a really special one. So this is obviously the last letter of the alphabet. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about these cute little birds. So they obviously live in flocks. And zebra finches, I'm going to describe what they look like. They're, as I mentioned, a tiny little bird, and they're mostly grey, but they've got a teardrop eye stripe near their eye, and they're given the word zebra because they've got sort of banding, like black and white banding. They're absolutely beautiful. They've got a little
like a zebra.
Yeah, like a zebra. Okay. They've got little, very fine little stripes. And both sexes, they have like red eyes and a red bill, like brilliant red colour. Now, the male is obviously in the bird world. The males are sometimes prettier than the females.
Wow.
So with the zebra finch, the male is a little bit different. He's distinguished from the female by he's got chestnut-coloured cheek patches.
Oh, there you go.
So sometimes they're called the chestnut-eared finch. Now, it's interesting where these live. You probably haven't seen them unless you've been out into the harsh, arid environments of sort of the centre of Australia.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's tough out there because obviously a lot of the time, depending on what sort of cycle of the climate we're in, but often it's very dry out there. So when it does rain, just a small quantity of rainfall sends them into a breeding frenzy. So they make the most of it. It's what we call like the boom and bust cycle of Australia.
Yep.
So when things are quiet, you know, they're on the down low.
Yes, gotcha.
But when there's rain, it signals
it's on.
Yeah, basically, we've got to do this. We've got
to get it on
and get going. So it all starts happening. They start rapidly building their nests, very, very busy, and then they lay the eggs, which is usually like, you know, maybe 2 to 7 eggs.
Yep.
They raise their broods of young and they just keep on breeding, quick succession. So, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's not very technical. But anyway, you know, they're busy birds. And the young finches, they develop really quickly. They basically, within the time they're an egg,
yep,
they hatch and then they fledge, which means they fly out of the nest within about 2 weeks. So that, you know, they grow really quickly.
Okay.
They come out of the egg, they grow.
And they fly immediately.
Yep, in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And they're totally, totally independent by the time they're 35 days old, and then they soon begin breeding. So the whole cycle happens again. So as I mentioned, it's a boom and bust cycle of inland Australia. Now, the thing I love about zebra finches is they pair up for life.
Oh, forever.
Yep. So the male and female, they find each other and they think, this is it. You're the one.
You're the one, man.
Yeah. The female alone, she's the one that selects the nest site. So it'd be like Ash. You know, like say if you're looking for a house, which I know you're doing at the moment, you're doing it together.
Yeah.
But really with the zebra finches, it's just the female that goes and finds.
Look, to be honest, it's really how it always works anyway.
But then both birds care for the eggs and the young. So like you and yep. Ash, and like most of us, it's the mum and the dad that will do it together. And feeding, as I mentioned, they're grass seed eaters, and sometimes they'll eat insects as well. But pretty much, they're often seen in big, large flocks. It's like safety in numbers, and they only live for about 2 or 3 years in the wild.
Wow!
So it's a very, very busy, busy life.
Jeez, 26 weeks of absolute knowledge from the goat of animals. If that makes sense to anybody.
The goat of animals. I love that.
The goat.
That's my new title. The goat of animals.
Wow, Stace. You never cease to amaze us every time.
Thank you. We'll come up with something new because we're going to keep this going. There's so much to know about. Maybe we'll do like exotic animals of the world.
Ooh, I love me some exotic animals.